95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I do believe that's accurate. What's happening, man? What's going on?
Yeah, you're happy. It's not quite sunny.
I know. It's kind of nice. It's easy on the eyes.
Yeah. Then it's supposed to be sort of rainy between Thursday and Sunday.
It's supposed to pour tonight. Yeah. Like, it's going to be insane, apparently. Get your arc out. Be ready to float away.
Don't love it.
Yeah, you love it. You know you do.
I don't.
That
I don't.
Sound is so cool. What a great noise to go to
I
sleep
to. I do like the noise of light rain.
Yeah.
I do love that.
Well, it's going to be pouring tonight, apparently.
Right. That's not
although
as good.
They say that, and every time right. they say it's going to be crazy, it's not, and then vice versa. Oh, I don't know. It might shower
that's
a little.
That's not going to be too bad.
And pouring!
Yes.
Death! Death from the sky!
So we have no idea is what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. But hopefully, because Kevin loves the rain.
I don't love it, but I don't mind it in spurts.
Excuse me? Yeah, spurts? It's going to be kind of, yeah, I think crazy tonight. I'm very excited about that.
All right.
I have my dinghy ready.
Is that code?
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yep.
Please tell me, give me five, is what I think it is.
More cowbell. You know, it's been almost a year since we've had a hell of a lot of cowbell songs on the radio, and I think that's unacceptable. So we're going to pile up a hell of a lot of cowbell songs. And
I got a fever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
More cowbell. Okay.
Blue oyster cowbell.
That's what we're doing
at
for
5 o'clock.
Five.
Yeah.
Kevin and Sluggo's Hero of the Day.
Dun, dun, dun.
A new feature.
Do we sign off with Metallica on this? Is Lars okay with us using Hero of the Day?
I think probably we're just going to try and steal it.
Okay, good. I like stealing.
Like we do?
Sure.
Strange things you found out about your relatives?
Ooh, that long list.
Yes.
I don't have time for that.
We've done something like this before, but this is a little different, and it's odd, and I like it.
That'll be at 4 o'clock, right?
That's right.
Okay.
We have one American dollar.
Yeah, I think this might be kind of a difficult one for you. You're going to know all of these, but you won't think of them. I could not do this. So.
You're going to know all of these, but you won't think of them.
Okay,
That's generally my problem.
Yeah.
Is after you say it, I go, yeah, of course.
That's like watching anyone on a game show. You're like, you're so stupid.
Yep.
But you just don't think under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when a dollar's on the line.
Right? That
it's
much?
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
We have tickets for Puddle of Mud.
Yep.
This hour. And we have tickets for Black Crows.
Sometime between 5 and 6.
And we have, we're going to tell you about a diaper spa.
I saw that. That looks disturbing.
A diaper spa.
Very disturbing.
On 95.5 KLOS. You heard about the diaper spa?
I did somehow peripherally. I saw this in the news and it was disturbing. I don't think I dug into it, but let's do that.
There's a place in New Hampshire,
okay.
Of all places,
all right.
Where there's a diaper spa.
What does that mean?
It caters to adults with stress.
Stress. And so they're wearing diapers because they're afraid they're going to be incontinent because they're so stressed out?
The diaper spa website lists it as, quote, the only physician-owned diaper spa in the world.
Well, there's no surprise.
And says it's open to, quote, all diaper-wearing individuals who seek acceptance, respite, and care.
I think we know someone who could go there, apparently. That's a regular joke, and apparently some pictures kind of prove it. But how many other folk, for the hell of it, are wearing diapers if it's not a sexual thing?
It's not a sexual thing. She says very specifically it's not a sexual thing.
Stop getting it on!
The space is decorated to look like a baby's nursery, complete with small beds,
what?
Toys, and folded diapers.
So they just haven't moved on. You know, I can't really say anything. I have lots of weird, bizarre hang-ups. I like playing with Legos. I don't put diapers on when I do, but I still
but you
build
should.
Things out of Legos. I guess I should.
Clean up would be a lot easier.
You have some sort of report about
this? The reporter goes in and starts asking her about...
What's your problem?
The diaper
What's
spot.
Wrong with you?
Play-Doh, kinetic sand, crayons.
Oh, so I could be there.
Crayons?
Legos.
Sure.
How dare they?
It looks like a child's playroom.
It is. It's for working out issues.
Colleen Murphy shows me the childlike safe space where she hopes to dispense therapy that involves clients wearing adult diapers to deal with stress.
No.
I don't see.
No.
I don't get the...
I mean, yeah.
I feel like can't you work through whatever issues you have and go to the restroom separately?
I mean, are they really using them, too? I just assume they were just donning them, not necessarily...
Oh, I don't know.
...using them.
I assume they were using them. Otherwise, why would they put them on?
One of those new ones that really capture everything, so there's no, as they say, blowouts. I hope they're wearing those kind.
And what about the diapers? It's a diaper spa.
This is my changing area. So it has
a changing table.
A changing table?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very healthy individual, apparently.
Baby powder and wet wipes.
Wet wipes? Who's cleaning whose bottom?
Baby powder and wet wipes.
No!
Yeah.
No.
It's a diaper spa.
And it's not a sexual thing.
Absolutely not.
Maybe later, after hours?
According to this woman.
Yeah, yeah.
The Diaper Spa website offers nursery spa care for $300 an hour.
Whoa!
Virtual play dates for $200 and a diaper B&B for $1,500 a day that Murphy describes as a premier experience for the little one inside of you.
Oh, man.
So if it's going to cost me, what did he say, $1,500?
Yeah, for the night.
It better be sex.
Right? And B&B, does that mean breakfast or bed and bottle? I mean, what does that mean?
I do think it's a 24-hour thing.
Sex.
I don't.
Sex.
She says no repeatedly.
Playtime, story time, nap time, cuddle time.
Oh, my God. Tummy time?
No.
Oh.
You hit the wrong button.
I did.
I think we've heard a decent amount of it, but you can continue if you want.
Yeah, I kind of do.
You understand why people read this when they think for an adult in a diaper? You talk about the judgment. They find it strange.
They do. I don't ask them to understand. You know, it would be nice if they did, but you're not going to all understand other people's needs and lifestyle.
Some neighbors are outraged. And an online petition has been started to block the diaper spa from operating here.
Oh, leave them alone.
I don't know
cares?
If there's a diaper spa in my neighborhood. Yeah. I don't know.
Just so long as the smell or the
I don't
didn't
know
get
that
too bad.
That's might not get too bad.
I wouldn't care.
I don't know.
Leave them alone.
It's not right for the community.
Oh, shut up.
Others say live and let live.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't bother me. I mean, if I didn't need it, it still wouldn't bother me.
Murphy says her clients are all over 21, and she insists that diaper wearing isn't about recreation or sexual fetishes.
Liar! Liar!
It's
liar.
Not about that at all.
What do you hope comes from this?
That people learn to be more accepting of people that,
like
you know, are different.
I'm concerned.
Play the last clip. It's important.
Murphy tells me she's licensed in New York and Maine, but not in New Hampshire. She believes she doesn't need a license to practice the kind of therapy that she is handing out.
And does anybody get a spanking because they haven't, like, you know...
They haven't done the right things?
Right. They haven't learned their lesson yet.
I mean, it does feel like we just heard an entire story, but there's a whole other story
there's
going on.
Massive story.
That they're hiding.
Behind
that
the
is what it feels
and
like.
I don't want to know what it is. Who's naked now? Always a terrifying question. Who's naked
now? It's been a real struggle with this one because I keep going back and forth. Is it more naked or more Florida?
Oh, so what's up with Florida could work as well?
I think let's hit that
let's
one.
Let's cover that base.
Yes.
You know, just to be sure. What's up
with Florida? Because she is naked, but that's not the end of the story.
Not the end of the story. Also right. In Florida?
Correct, yes.
Okay, all right. The nation's penis.
Naked Florida woman accused of unhinged rampage with vegetable peeler.
Yes! That is the kind of headline I want to read first thing in the morning over my cornflakes.
A naked Florida woman, Celia Barrett, 35, has been arrested after police say she drunkenly threatened convenience store workers with a vegetable peeler.
With a vegetable peeler?
Yep.
What's she going to do? Peel their skin off after a very long period of time?
I don't know. There's part of the story that's missing because... It says Miss Barrett had been threatened with arrest on Saturday.
On Saturday.
But showed up on a day later, armed with the peeler and naked.
So she still had her clothes on and no peeler. And they're like, well, you know what? That's fine then. Here in Florida, you're just screaming at people. You're a loon.
On Saturday, right.
But you don't have a peeler to...
Right.
And you're naked. You're not naked. So go on home.
Then she shows up Sunday... With a sharp-edged vegetable peeler around 6:40 and threatens two workers, including killing one of them.
With a vegetable
peeler. I'm going to kill you with a vegetable peeler.
It's going to take a long time.
That is not how you want to go.
But I'm going to get it done.
And B, you could probably stop that.
You could probably.
Yeah, stop. That's hot.
It's not hot. Miss Barrett then also toppled and broke a display of Red Bull energy drinks.
Oh, no. That's why they arrested her.
Spilled a carton of cigarettes all over the floor.
What is her problem?
When the police showed up, she started masturbating in front of them.
That's so hot.
She's just having a big old time.
Isn't that crazy?
That's phenomenal.
Prior to being taken into custody, she began masturbating in front of deputies while still inside.
Hey, you want this?
Hey, you look at this peeler. I was going to cut you all up, but you're going to arrest me? That's hot. It's just straight up hot.
That's so hot.
It's not hot. It's not hot at all.
I don't know if you know, if you heard, there's this thing called the Grammys that's going to be happening this weekend.
I didn't know they were this weekend.
It's,
is that right?
This weekend.
Wow.
You would have known that in years past. You used to actually announce them.
I was an announcer, yeah, for 4 years.
You were the one going, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I wasn't good. That I know. I was not good.
Any true disasters that ever happened on the show?
Only in that there was 1 year where I pre-recorded some stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them was, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks got up, and they were supposed to play it.
Right.
It was out of my hands.
Right.
And they didn't. And then Tom Hanks looked around like he was waiting for his introduction. And then he started talking, and then I interrupted him. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hanks. And I was like, that wasn't me! I can make plenty of mistakes on my own.
He hates you to this day as a result. Well, I'm going to make it a little harder then for you to win one American dollar right now.
Oh, all right.
With that kind of attitude. Dollar, that's what I need. Young man. So I don't know if you know, if you heard, there's this thing called the Grammys that's going to be happening this weekend.
I didn't know they were this weekend. It's, is that right?
This weekend.
Wow.
You would have known that in years past. You used to actually announce them.
I was an announcer, yeah, for 4 years.
You were the one going, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I wasn't good. That I know. I was not good.
Any true disasters that ever happened on the show?
Only in that there was 1 year where I pre-recorded some stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them was, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks got up, and they were supposed to play it.
Right.
It was out of my hands.
Right.
And they didn't. And then Tom Hanks looked around like he was waiting for his introduction. And then he started talking, and then I interrupted him. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hanks. And I was like, that wasn't me! I can make plenty of mistakes on my own.
He hates you to this day as a result. Well, I figure since that's coming up this weekend, let's do the 10 biggest Grammy winners in history over time.
Oh.
And some of these people have won a hell of a lot of Grammys. It's unbelievable. By the way, this weekend, it's starting Friday with us, around about 3 or so, we're going to start playing a bunch of the KLOS artists.
All right.
Who have won over the years. So you'll hear at least one or two artists every single hour. Grammy winning artists this weekend. JD will be doing that all weekend as well. So
are these bands we play?
It should
or
be.
Or just in general?
They should be, and I'm angry that they're not. But in the top 10, and I'll just tell you straight up,
okay,
it's really not very many KLOS rock
really?
Artists. Yeah, you know how rock has always had its, you know, they
yeah,
turn their
true.
Back
that
on rock
true.
And
for
roll.
For a long time.
Yeah, so you know all of these artists, I think. There's a couple on this list I don't know in the top 10. I really don't know. But
I do know.
Familiar names.
I do know one.
Okay.
If he's not on it, then I don't know what to do with myself.
Right.
Because there was one night where they kept walking back and going, all right, you have to update it. He just won his 22nd.
Ah.
And I was like, holy crap,
wow.
This guy is Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder is on the
yes.
list. He is number 8. So you just need to get 3 more to get yourself one American buck.
Number 8. Wow.
Yeah. He's 25 at this point now, so.
25 Grammys?
25 Grammy wins. For Stevie
and you're
Wonder.
Saying none of the bands we play. So not Stones, not Beatles?
Not in the top 10, which is BS. Boy, I almost threw out the proper word right there. Because it angers me. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. As Kevin takes a moment to think, spend One American Dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
What about, are they current? What about Jay-Z?
I can't give you any more than
Jay-Z
that. Are you saying
is on
Jay-Z?
That list. I think so.
Well, Jay-Z has 24,
yes.
just below Stevie Wonder. Number 10 on the list.
Wow, he barely made the cut.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jay-Z, I'm going to go Beyonce.
Because
she's won everything.
Dude, you can't even believe this. I should just almost give it to you because 32.
Wow.
She is number 1 on the list. She's won more than anyone. By far.
So
well,
I
not by
three
far.
Correct.
Not by far, I should say.
Not by far.
No, but 31
really?
For Beyonce. We're going to start playing Beyonce on KLOS, right?
I don't think that's
That's
the
not
point.
The case. Just
that's
one more. You know what? You're so close. I'm going to get a dollar
All
out.
All right.
I'm going to get the sacred dollar that we keep trading back and forth. Here it is.
I'm trying to figure, like, is someone current, like Taylor Swift? Has she won
Taylor
enough?
Swift? Is that your guess?
I
because...
think I'm going to get... I was just going to say, I think I'm going to guess that, but no.
No, but I won't.
But no, it's not a guess. That's what I was going
to
say.
You know, the jackass on the buzzer that I have nothing to do with decided that, in fact, you had guessed
bad.
That. I
All
think
right.
it's BS myself. She's not
know.
Even below the top 10, actually, it looks like.
Madonna, Michael Jackson.
But
I'm not
one,
guessing. I'm not guessing.
No, I know. There's
Kanye
one name
West.
On here. I got to say that I'm very glad isn't in the top 10. I refuse to say his name.
Oh, is that right? Kanye West.
Can't stand that guy. Not on the list, exactly. As I was saying.
Right.
Which I think
that's
you,
my point, too.
Yeah. That's my Let's just give too. You a buzzer anyway for that.
No, even though it doesn't
really count. You know, it's just fun. It's fun to buzz you.
Wow.
Yeah, one more, man. You got this. See this dollar? Look at it. Isn't it pretty?
I just watched We Are the World.
We Are the World.
Or the best day, the most incredible day in pop or
People
something like
that. People love that documentary.
That's great.
The whole thing of putting it all together was apparently insane. Even and if you're not into the scene.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
You see Springsteen walk in and you see Bob Dylan like looking lost, like he has no idea what he's doing.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, it's really bizarre. But I'm going to say, because of that, I'm going to say Quincy Jones?
Quincy Jones, the one and only Quincy Jones, is on the list! You get a dollar!
He produced every single
artist. He really did. Yes, that's exactly right. He's number three on the list.
I would not have known that.
No, really?
Without watching that special.
Oh, really?
I mean, it wouldn't have surprised me, but it wouldn't have come to my mind.
Enjoy your dollar.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Keep it safe.
Thank you very much.
Number 10 on the list, Jay-Z. Right below that was Kanye West. I wouldn't have said his name. I think I might have even just not done the countdown if he was on the list. The one and only, and I love him so much, John Williams is next at 25 Grammys.
I didn't think of that kind of music.
Yeah, he's number 25. You got 25 right along with Stevie Wonder and Vladimir Horowitz.
I don't know who that is.
Pianist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, classical. Pierre, this one I don't know. Pierre Boulez?
Oh, Pierre Boulez does good
that?
Work. Yeah.
Oh, really? What
he
is
plays
it?
The mandolin.
You're just making stuff up.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Chick Corea? Corea? I don't know who that
don't
is.
Know?
Alison Krauss is number 4.
Really?
Quincy Jones, yeah. 27 for Alison Krauss. 27 Grammys. Quincy Jones next on the list. And George Solti is number 2. I don't know who that is either.
I don't either.
I don't know these artists,
George Solti. How many has he won?
31. Just right below Beyonce.
Wow.
Yeah, she's at 32. He's hot on her.
Did you call her Beyonce?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
That's the original pronunciation.
Bullion.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Say.
So anyways, this weekend, a lot of the actual KLOS Grammy winners did not appear on that list. And there's Kevin's dollar. What are you going to buy for yourself, man? Buy yourself something.
I'm going to buy myself a Grammy. Have you ever seen this show on PBS called Finding Your Roots?
No.
It's basically they trace lineages and see who you're related to.
Right.
Well, there's an air, one that's going to air on Tuesday. And it is with Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, nice. Love him.
And they told him that he was the 11th cousin of King Charles.
Wow. Wow. I am not related to any kings, let me tell you, man.
I don't think so either.
Guaranteed.
Also, who goes 11 cousins deep? Like, that's a long way to go.
You know, my cousins.
He is related to King Charles. Can you imagine that?
That mean he could take over England someday if everybody was electrocuted or whatever?
I mean, 11th cousin? Yeah. A lot of electrocutions would need to go down.
I think we can arrange that. No, my family doesn't have anything like that. I did find out something really weird. Before you tell yours, because
yours is weirder than mine. I found out that I was first cousin once removed, I think.
Yeah.
To a quarterback who played in the NFL for the Giants, who was in the Super Bowl in 1990.
Would that get you free Super Bowl tickets?
No. Aww. But I got Super Bowl tickets, and I said hi to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey. That's it. That's my whole story.
That's pretty cool. Wow. That moment will be etched in your mind forever.
That's my whole story. Is that the best story? Yours is better.
Well, I don't know that I'm related to this person. I'm hoping not, because there was adoption early on in whatever our history. But apparently, my mom was sitting there and telling us one time when my wife and I were visiting about my great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember which side it was on, but one of my great-grandmothers apparently poisoned her husband.
Killed a man just to watch him die?
And had a good laugh about it the whole time.
No, really? Poisoned him?
Yeah, she was doing it for a while, and he kind of figured out what was going on, so he took off, he ran, but then when they started digging into it, they figured out that's what happened to her previous husband.
Oh, my God.
That she had poisoned.
She's a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Crappy husbands. You know what? If you're going to be that way about it, I'm just going to poison your grits.
wow, that seems bad.
So that's, I got that something in my blood somewhere. How you doing there, Kevin?
All right, so strange things you found out about relatives.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Maybe you've known it your whole life. Maybe you just found out about it.
I like the related to, though. I like the distant cousin of a cousin's cousin or
because
whatever.
Because Bob Odenkirk just found out he was the 11th cousin of the king.
Yeah, so if you find out that you were related to, you know, Satan or, you know, somebody, let us
I
know.
I don't know why you would throw out Satan as an example.
Satan!
Or, you know, somebody who exists.
Yeah, someone nice. You believe. Yeah, someone whatever.
818-955-KLOS. Strange things about your relatives. On tonight's episode of Finding Your Roots, Bob Odenkirk learns that he's related to King Charles III.
That's so weird.
He's the 11th cousin.
I'm not related to anybody of that
Sligo
stature.
Sligo is related to a serial killer, is what we found out. Strange things you found out about your relatives. What do you got?
My father is related to Napoleon Bonaparte's mistress.
Mistress. Oh, that's cool. Wow.
That's so much better than being related to him.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking too when I found out one of his relatives did a whole tree long before the online stuff.
Any idea if she was short?
Well, I don't know. My dad's only 5'9", so that's all.
No, yeah, that's relatively short, sure.
Yeah.
Relatively short.
How tall are you?
5'2".
That's 5'2". Wow, you are a little person. All right.
I am.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So my grandma on my dad's side, she was committed to a mental institution and she had to get like electroshock therapy. And
was she possessed by Satan?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. It's possible, though, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I got to say, some of my relatives definitely had some of that going on. That's why One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest has always been a movie near and dear to my heart.
Is that right?
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. I found out after my father died that for 25 years he was a CIA agent.
Whoa! Really? Yeah. You didn't know that his whole life?
Nope.
That's pretty cool. How did you find out?
We found his retirement watch and his inactive CIA card buried in his top dresser drawer.
That is extremely
in
cool.
His top dresser drawer, like the rest of us slummers. This is supposed to be a CIA agent. What's he hiding stuff in the top of his drawer for?
Right there under the underwear and
socks. What's happening?
Exactly. In the very back in the corner.
What happened to Tradecraft? That's my point.
That's very cool. Right on. I love that. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Strange things you found out about your relatives.
Guess how many Bruce Springsteen has won?
He
didn't make the top 10.
I would say he's won 15?
20. 20? Actually, 20.
All right.
We'll be playing a little Bruce this weekend because it's a Grammy winners KLOS Artiste Weekend on KLOS.
We were talking about Finding Your Roots. The name of a TV show that's on tonight. Bob Odenkirk learns that he's related to King Charles.
Wow, that's so funky.
I wish he was king. That'd be so much better,
man,
wouldn't
it? Oh, man, can you imagine if Saul were king?
So we're talking about strange things you found out about your relatives. What do you got?
They did Hagar on that show last week. Sammy Hagar.
Oh, did they?
And
yeah.
They found out that he's not even a Hagar. He's a Belcher.
That's pretty great.
His great-grandma messed around, and they found his DNA match, and after 13 different Belchers.
You know what would have been amazing is if he was a Roth.
Yeah. And it actually has roots all the way back to like 1770
in
Virginia or something. But anyway, so for me, the weird thing is I'm actually supposedly related to Benjamin Franklin.
Wow. Is that right?
Nice.
My paternal grandmother's maiden name was Franklin, and my uncle did a search and did some background or whatever, and supposedly we're related to one of the legitimate 13 children Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he's got 13, that's quite a bunch
sure.
of going to come out of that. Do you feel like going out and flying a kite when it's raining on a regular basis?
No. Yeah, don't have those genes. Anyway, very interesting.
Gotcha. Right on. Yes, thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Taylor West, hello.
Hey, my name is Charlene Luckett.
Hi.
And it's kind of weird, but I'm related to Nancy Reagan.
Are you?
Wow.
They don't claim us because of my dad's history and his brothers.
Wow.
Yeah. say no to drugs, but she didn't say no to alcohol.
I was going to say, do you just say no? Or am I...
Yes, to alcohol, right?
Thank you for calling. That's awesome. I love it.
KLOS, hello.
Small story. I'm from Colombia, so I come to find out years ago that I was born in the same hospital as Pablo Escobar. And about 10 years before Pablo Escobar went down, I had an uncle that worked for Pablo Escobar. It was just crazy stuff, man.
So you just sort of intertwined with him through your life.
You were born in the same hospital that he was born in. That's about as tenuous as it gets right there.
Just hang on to it, though.
All right. Thank you, man.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Strange things you found out about your relatives or other people that were born with you.
Somewhere near you.
Hospital at one point.
You want to say that again?
Nope. We are talking about strange things you found out about your relatives. What do you got?
I found out after my grandfather died that he designed the Airstream in his backyard and his neighbor became the CEO of Airstream.
Wow. No kidding.
I guess my grandfather's formal education was like a second grade. He didn't know anything about patents. I have pictures of it. It's identical, but my mother's Italian and she is glasses half empty, hates everyone. And she looked me dead in the face and she said, that man stole that idea off your grandfather. I'd be coked out in a corner office right now.
Yeah, that is a $1 billion idea.
Wow, no kidding.
That's insane. That sucks.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, I'm related to someone famous.
Talk to us, freaky.
I am actually William the Conqueror's, 139th great-granddaughter.
Nice! Right on, Bill!
That's pretty great.
Also, we found out through genealogy that Patty Loveless, Crystal Gayle, and Loretta Lynn are all related to us. They're all our cousins.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
You are famous.
Can you sing?
Yeah. Heck no.
That's a very interesting list you've got there. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I found out that my second cousin was the original bass player for Metallica.
Oh, really?
No
kidding. How'd you find that out?
I had been searching for him after his father died through Facebook, and I finally, the only name that popped up, and I kept saying, that can't be him, it can't be him. I finally sent him a message, and he confirmed it. It was him.
Hmm.
His name's Ron McGovney.
How come why did he stop playing for Metallica?
He only played with them up until, 82?
Oh, so he got out when the good'un was good.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I remember going to his dad's funeral and seeing all of them there.
Oh, really?
And I thought, it's just his friend.
That's a pretty cool funeral.
Wow, that's crazy. We are doing Gimme 5 Songs with Cowbells in an hour.
What is your favorite cowbell-laden song?
I do love the cowbell.
Me too. It always improves. I wonder who the first artist was that thought, you know what, I need a cowbell in here.
I agree.
Because that's the bomb.
That is the bomb.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, where the cowbell at?
95.5 KLOS. And KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
We need some cowbell in here. Kevin, do you have any cowbells on you?
I do not.
You have the cone you stole from a church parking lot.
I do have
traffic
that, but
cone.
It doesn't sound like a cowbell.
No.
No. I need to get one.
Yeah, we need a cowbell in here.
We really do.
What kind of rock radio station doesn't have a cowbell in the studio?
We're doing Gimme 5 Songs with Cowbells in them.
And someone hit us up on social media. Point out this one. Someone named Greg. Thanks for doing that. We are at Kevin and Sluggo, and it is Mountain. But what do you got? Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
There are a lot of cows missing their bells tonight. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. Hi, I have a cowbell song. It's an American band by Grand Funk.
Brian always asks for good ones, and he asked that one for the Cult, Love Removal Machine.
Totally Pie wants to hear Stone Free by Jimi Hendrix.
Hold on a second. Who?
Totally Pie.
Totally Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up on line.
On Twitter, yes.
Kevin and Slug. I love that song. I love me some Jimi Hendrix, but this one in particular, Totally Pie, good idea. That's one badass song, man. And it's so well recorded, man. I always appreciate really well recorded stuff. Very cool human asked for that one from Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. Someone I think you know. Her name is Marin or something like that.
Doesn't
ring a bell. A cowbell. So, you know, we were talking a little while ago. What was the very first song recorded with a cowbell? And I decided to do this weird thing where you can look on a series of tubes that they've set up.
You went to the internet?
The intraweb. Yeah. And the consensus is Buddy Holly's Heartbeat, released in 1958.
That's the first song.
First time, yeah.
Huh.
Someone brought in a cowbell and go, hey, use this, man.
So try this.
Yeah, from 1958, Heartbeat. A couple pieces of trivia about Buddy Holly there, Heartbeat.
Listen, they can't all be good.
That was your favorite song ever, Kevin.
Dear
I didn't
Lord,
know that.
That song blows.
I didn't know that. I'm happy to know that.
I was begging him to take it off about a minute in. Heartbeat, why do you skip? Shut the...
I love that you love it so much.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's beautiful. The first song released with a cowbell. Actually, there's one more song we got to play. So we got to play some exciting commercial messages. And then one more.
Not one like that, though.
It's even more ridiculous. I guarantee.
In a good way?
Let's say yes. Okay. Moments from now. The Paquito Moss cowbell version of Blue Oyster Cult there for you. Right out of SNL.
Stolen. I love that.
Yeah. So there's your extra cowbell song.
Time for a new feature called Kevin and Sluggo's Hero of the Day.
Oh, Hero of the Day.
Yes. Oh. This is somebody that we look up to that we hope to be one day.
Well, that's nice.
Man parties for 4 days straight after unknowingly getting shot in the head.
Yep, that's definitely a hero for me.
A Brazilian wow. man got shot in the head in New Year's Eve.
Damn.
Thought he got hit by a rock. So it was bleeding, and he just, like, stopped the bleeding, but he thought it was a rock. He didn't know. He had a 9mm bullet inside his head.
Cow.
There was a doctor that saw him and just treated it as if it was a rock
wound. So he, like, went into the doctor and goes, someone threw a rock at me on New Year's Eve. My name's Robbie Joyner.
No, he didn't. he didn't go into the doctor's office at all. There was a doctor on the scene somehow.
Like, well, I'm really drunk, but I'm a doctor. Trust me.
He stopped the partying for 2 seconds
Hold
so
on
that
a second.
They could stop the blood.
I'm going to deal with this jackass.
21-year-old Mateus Facio was partying December 31st. He heard a loud noise like an explosion in his head.
Oh man.
Followed by sharp pain. Wow. Put his hand up, felt blood.
Wow.
There was a doctor on scene, saw that there was blood dripping from his head, so stopped the blood from dripping.
Right. And just basically pushed the bullet in further.
And just said, all right, go about your way.
Oh man.
So the guy parties for the rest of the night. January 1st, January 2nd, January 3rd, he goes back to work. January 4th, he's in Rio de Janeiro, and he's taking a nap, and he wakes up, and he realizes, you know what? My arm feels weird.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't think I could pick anything up with my left arm.
Wow.
So he got dressed, and he went to the doctor's office, and they did a CAT scan, and they found a 9mm bullet in his head.
Now, remind us, you said that someone threw a rock. That's actually a bullet, sir.
It's a bullet,
It's a bullet in your head.
It's not the same, right?
You're listening to Rage Against the Machine.
And he partied for 4 days
wow.
before going to the hospital.
Dude, that guy is...
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a thing called a diaper spa in New Hampshire. And we don't want to know anymore.
They claim it's not sexual.
Right.
They're lying.
They are. Who's naked now? A woman in Florida? Naked, attacked two workers at a grocery store, and then masturbated in front of a cop.
Once the cop got there, she got really hot.
Yep. And I won one American dollar.
You did!
By guessing 4 of the top 10 Grammy Award-winning artists.
And those top 10, a lot of them, I've never even heard of.
Same.
I don't know what that top 40 stuff is. So well done. Enjoy your dollar.
Thank you.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Hey, what are you doing this Friday at 1? You want to join us?
Me? Yes. I'm going to hang out with you and Marcy. Nope. Absolutely. Come on!
2 tickets to see Puddle of Mud at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room.
Why can't I go? I'm still banned from all the station
events.
It's
Friday at 1 p.m. Yes, it is. It's an intimate interview and private performance. If you want to be caller 25, call right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
And you're still supposed to wear diapers to this, by the way?
No.
Joe did it. Joe's going to be there. Well done, Joe. On Friday, Joe's going to be hanging out at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. He made himself caller 25, so he's going to see Puddle of Mud perform live whilst you and Marcy host the whole event, right?
Correct, yes. That'll be fun.
And I sit here and twiddle my damn thumbs.
You're not welcome.
By myself.
It is time to give away some tickets to the Black Crows at the Helpful Honda Rock Room. It is happening a week from tomorrow. Thursday, February 8th. Tomorrow's February 1st, by the way.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
At 1 p.m., we'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Lee Hansen.
Lee, you're caller 25.
Yes.
Well done. You got 2 tickets to see the Black Crows at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. It's happening Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m.
Week from tomorrow.
Awesome.
You're going to be feet away from them.
I can't wait. I have wanted to see them for a long time. this is gonna be perfect.
They are one of those bands that you have to see for sure.
Absolutely.
Stephen works at Backyard Expressions.
Oh, I know Stephen.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And while he's working at Backyard Expressions, he always has KLOS on. Is that true about him?
Good dude.
Wow, right on, dude. We love you for that. Bob Dylan, who was 17 at the time, saw Buddy Holly perform 3 days before his plane crash at the Duluth Armory in Minnesota on this day in rock in 1959. Led Zeppelin got as high as they ever got on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1970. The song reached number 4 here in the U.S. Do you know what song it was? Not Stairway to Heaven, never released as a single. Whole Lot of Love.